Hey guys, welcome to the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name's Bobby McGraw. Thanks so much for being on the podcast today. If you're new to these, we spend just a few minutes a day, really a way to kickstart the day on the front end. Most people listen to them first thing in the morning as a way to prepare for the day, but you don't have to do that. You can listen to it in your commute, the ride home. Maybe you can't sleep at night and you just want to put it on and have my voice knock you out. Whatever you want to do, we're glad you're part of these. And if you find them helpful, we'd love for you to share them with your friends, family, whoever's in your circle. The website for this is just weekdaypodcast.com. That's an easy way to share and just extend encouragement to other people. Well, today I want to talk about this one idea of our fear and the idea of fear and faith. All of our worries, everything that we worry about, the things that we stress out, they all grow out of fear. Whether we're worrying about kids, our job, there's fear behind it. When Matthew chapter 8, the disciples were afraid of something. There was a storm that was around them. It was overwhelming. And in their worry, they went and they woke up Jesus. And Jesus responded to them with this question. And I love this question. It's in Matthew 8, verse 26. He says, "Why are you so afraid?" That's a great question. Jesus caused them to question their fears. Why? When we feel like our fears are the final authority, they begin to guide us. Whenever you think your fears are real, they begin to shape you. But when we start to question those things that we fear, we begin to realize they are not the final authority. Guess who is? God. One of God's most common commands in the Bible is this one simple little command: do not be afraid. Do not fear. In fact, God told Joshua in Joshua 1:9, don't ever be afraid, don't be discouraged. And he also told that to everyone, from Abraham in the Old Testament to Zechariah in the New Testament. He shared this command with people like Isaac, Jacob, Hagar, Rachel, Moses, Gideon, Elijah, David, Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Peter, Paul, Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the mother of Jesus. Do you get the big idea? He says this phrase over and over again, do not be afraid. Jesus told all of them that. Why? Because all of them faced fears and all of them were commanded by God not to be afraid. So the question isn't whether you're going to be afraid or not. You're going to be. The question is, what will you do with that fear? When you're afraid, you will probably choose one of three ways to respond. One is to live in fear. Two is to run from that fear. Or three is to face up to that fear with faith. See, Jesus wants you to face up that fear with faith. Here's what Jesus said in John 14. He says, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace that I give isn't fragile like the peace that this world gives. So don't be troubled. Don't be afraid. And so today, as you walk into this day with whatever worry you have, whatever anxiety you have, it's all rooted in fear. And the way that you defeat fear is faith. And the one person that we can have faith in that defeats all fear is Jesus himself. And so maybe today you just want to take a moment and identify what's causing that worry, what's causing that anxiety, what's causing that stress. Think about it. Don't just write this off. Don't just blow this off. But think about, what is that fear? And then would you take a few moments and confess it to God? Would you tell him, God, this is what I'm worried about. I've got this bill coming up. I've got the situation at work. I've got some drama at home. Whatever that, describe that to him. And say, but Jesus, I know you're still in charge. Jesus, I know you're still on the throne. Jesus, would you help me to see what you see and help me to do what you want me to do? Man, as you do that, your faith will grow and your faith will outgrow the fear you have. Man, I hope you have a great day today. We hope to see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. If there's anything we can do for you, anything we can pray for, be sure to drop us an email, podcast@sugarhillchurch.com, and we'd be honored to pray for you, to reach out, to do whatever we can to walk alongside you. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.